Genug vom täglichen Grind. Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
Zahlst du für dein Hotel vielleicht mehr als nötig? Mit Trivago kannst du die Preise von hunderten Seiten vergleichen und bis zu 100 Euro pro Nacht sparen. Ganz easy. Warum für deine nächste Übernachtung mehr zahlen? Check vor der Buchung Preise auf trivago.de. Hotel? Trivago.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, our West Coast correspondent, Al Jackson. He's coming up in just a minute.
From the award-winning morning show on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, The Musers, the podcast.
So right now we're podcasting?
No, not yet.
He just put us into it.
No, I was accidentally podcasting.
Oh, we were for a second, but we're not now.
Well, we want to start intentionally podcasting.
We're back.
That was accidental.
That was a false start. Three, two, one.
Every Wednesday, Junior Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith drop a new episode of The Musers, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
She's a former exotic dancer and adult film star with a rack as big as the Grand Tetons. Now, she's a small claims court judge, and all her decisions are final. Catch the hot new show from Bob and Tom Television. She's sexy. She's stacked. She's Jugs Judy.
This court is now in session. And before we get started, let's take a moment to let our bailiff introduce himself.
Hi. I'm Bob Gavoyan. Jugs Judy, may I say that you look absolutely stunning today. You certainly are one gorgeous lady.
Why, thank you, Bob. You keep flirting like that, and my gavel won't be the only thing getting banged today. My, it's a little warm in here. Does anyone mind if I loosen my robe?
Your Honor, that's what I call Exhibit Double D.
Bob, meet me in my chambers after court. I'd love to go through your briefs. Oh, and bring your handcuffs.
Yes, ma'am.
Jugs Judy. It's a guilty pleasure. Available only on Bob and Tom Television.
This court is adjourned. Now let's all go to my place for margaritas and skinny dipping. Bob.
Catch Jugs Judy. Only on the Bob and Tom Television Network.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
I look up and I see in the big screen, there's comedian Al Jackson. And once again, Al, the setup you have, it looks like you're sitting in front of a giant stack of Marshall amps just before a concert.
It is. I have a weird obsession with soundproofing.
Uh-huh.
And this room is, I got those 3D soundproofing. So it they almost look like the keys that Tom Hanks was dancing on in Big, like they're thick like that. And I love this room. I was just thinking about Jacoby Brissett and just what a pro he's been.
Yep.
You know, his whole career, there's like everybody thinks that you're either Tom Brady or a guy that makes the league, but most of us are Jacoby Brissett. And that's what just a professional for a decade and a half. Shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a good guy, too. Now, Al, you are, as they say, sunsetting on the Daily Blast Live.
Oh, Tom, I have to read. Let me get my phone.
Okay.
You said something and you made me think of this. Now, normally reading off your phone over the radio isn't great radio, but this is worth it. There are fun things about sunsetting because, you know, on my group thread with my other co-hosts, one of them posted a screenshot from one of our viewers, and it's really just kind of sweet. And it just says, this is from yesterday at 2:00. It says, how do we watch DBL sunsets? What channel? What time slot?
Aww.
Aww.
And I was like, that it you know, sunsetting isn't like a nice way to say you have till the 6th to get your stuff and get out of here. But the fact that this person's like, you know, I want to watch that. Yeah. I was like, shout out. That is adorable. Shout out to DBL Sunsets.
Yeah, they think it's a new show.
It's got to be nice.
It kind of is. It's such a new show. We're not on it. It is. I have definitely, come to terms with it, and I'm able to like laugh about it now. Like the first month, you're like jammed up about it, but you kind of remember that all the best times in your life were when things didn't go right. You know, your best memory is when your parents came home from vacation a week early. And trying to clean the house, that is not funny at the time. But 20 years later, it's the best memory you and your sister have. So it's like, I keep trying to remind myself, like, you know, art and comedy come from things sucking sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You don't grow.
No one wants to hear about your perfect marriage and what a beautiful day you had.
You don't grow. You don't grow during the good times, do you, Al? No.
Al, we had an argument on the show a few minutes ago.
We always have an argument.
The Pizza Hut people, I think it's kind of funny. They've got a special thing. If you're moving, they've got a special pizza box that turns into a little mini table. Since you're moving into a place with no furniture, you can have a couple of beers and eat pizza with your friends that just helped you move. So
that's brilliant.
Yeah. Now, what is the last time, at what age, I guess, is my question, do you stop helping your friends move?
I think... In a world where politicians talk about a lot of issues that are polarizing and get people upset and will probably never affect most of the voters that they're talking about, this is an issue like a politician should take on. If I am elected, I promise I will not let any of your other 40-year-old friends ask you to come move a couch upstairs. It's over. That is over. I say... anything after 35.
Oh, I
anything
say 30.
After 35. Because here, Christy, I'm not saying that people my age, I feel like I'm lying when I say I'm 47. I can help you move. The thing is, if I hurt myself helping you move, it's going to stay hurt forever.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
And exactly. So that's the issue. It's not that I can't lift it or I'm not free this Saturday. I just hope you're prepared. If I blow my back out, like that's it for the year.
Yeah, and they don't give that's you workers' it. Comp. They give you two slices of pizza and three Coors Lights. It sucks.
It is. Okay. But I will say this, Tom, before we close the moving topic, I've said for a long time, and I actually talked to my daughter about this. My son's still too, he's still like a boy. Like my daughter's like a young woman. Like she gets sarcasm. She knows her dad's a sarcastic jerk and she loves it. She's like already an adult. She gets adult jokes. And I'm telling her as she's starting her life, be conscious of being able to delineate and separate your friends from your bar friends. Like bar friends, people think like, oh, I got like 10 good friends. It's like, you don't. The people that are your friends are the people that show up to help you move in the rain.
Yeah.
And the people that take you to the airport at 5:30, those are your friends. The people that your parents know, those are your friends. Everybody else is just a bar friend, and bar friends are great. I was a lot of people's bar friends. But like when it's time to move, that's when you figure out who your real friends are.
Agreed. And now let's just move forward here. Your job on the show, Al, is to help me with language. And to help me get a little bit hipper. What have we got for today?
Tom, let's start with something that I had never heard before, but I like it. And I think it's pretty. I think you should get this. I want to start with a single. Let's get you on base early. Tom, what does that's gas mean? Talk to the people.
That's gas?
That's gas.
I assume that's a positive.
I don't know.
Anyone? That's a.
This is your quiz.
I know. It's a gas, of course, made famous.
This ain't open book, Tom.
By the Rolling Stones.
What was the point of open book quizzes? I never got that.
Yeah, you were.
I never gave them as a teacher.
Thank you.
I never used. I didn't get that. It was just like who could look up things fastest? What was the point of that?
I'm with you.
My favorite math teacher did that because she goes, hey, don't memorize the quadratic equation. You're never going to have to do it. If you can, you can look it up. So yeah, open book.
Yeah, I got it too. It was sort of a research. It was how to research as opposed to memorizing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe you guys were just in different classes. No shade, you know?
Once again, the phrase is, what is it?
That's gas.
Well, I mean,
now that's gas.
You see, there you have, of course. This is not a flatulence reference.
Is it fuel for something? Is it, hey, that's something where that's a place where we can start and actually get moving?
No, that's gas.
No, but I like that, though.
BS, all hot
sometimes
air.
You guys give definitions. I'm like, I almost kind of like that better.
Hmm.
Yeah, Pat's suggesting, is it hot air?
Yeah, it's all hot
whatever
air.
Whatever he's saying, that's
lying,
gas.
BS.
No, but that's I like that, too. That, I could see a politician yelling that in a debate.
Yeah.
Like, that's gas. That's gas, sir. Yeah. Just like, I like that.
Hmm. Are we
don't overthink it.
That's gas. Oh, I know. You rent a car.
Oh, God.
All right. Yes.
And you think you have a Tesla, but you don't. So
that's not electric, sir. That's
gas.
That's gas.
No?
I
too,
no.
Too literal?
You know what? To speed things along, I'm going to say exactly correct.
How's that?
No one's close here. No one's close.
It just means it's cool.
It's cool.
Oh. That's hot.
Yeah.
That's gas.
It's gas.
Yeah, so you just... But, I mean, I would save it for... Willie, have you ever heard anybody use this IRL?
Yeah. Really good, stinky, potent weed. Hey, man, that's gas.
Oh, okay. So would you mostly use it as a reference to weed, or just could you use it in other places?
Yeah, I would specifically use it for weed, but you can absolutely take it elsewhere. You can absolutely be like, oh, that's the dude, this party's gas, stuff like that. It's just cool. It's good. It's fully loaded.
Willie brings up something. Oh, sorry, Josh.
Is it a modernization of now we're cooking with gas, which essentially means the
same
thing?
Yeah.
Probably. And the newer things, they just cut out three words and then that's cool.
Yeah.
So I think that's right. I think there should be, just because Willie just made me think about something I was talking with my girl. There should be a word for words where you only use them for one thing. Is that like the word dollop? I told her I've only heard that used with sour cream.
Yep. I agree.
So what do you call that classification of words where it's just like the only time you wouldn't be like, can I have a dollop of weed? Like you would, I think Tom May had his first undercover.
Like, can I have a dollop of gasoline?
Right.
High test. It's gas. Yeah, there are words like that, or an iota that are primarily used for, you know, just one little thing. It's a gas. Now, are you a California sober? Is that the term for you, Al?
Yes.
And that means what? No alcohol, but.
Yeah, just
weed.
I mostly just do the gummies. Mm. You know, I think the reason I don't really smoke for pleasure, or smoke and go for a walk and stuff, is I was tired of being high. So then, in a weird way, just being sober all the time was like high for me. If that tells you how much I was kicking it.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, what is this?
So what is the proper definition of California sober?
I think, yeah, it's just weed. But now I think California sober has opened up to everything but the hard drugs. So I feel like.
Oh, it has?
I think like a lot of people, and obviously, sadly, we lost Matthew Perry. But I think a lot of people will do mushrooms and not consider that breaking their sobriety. A lot of people will do ketamine and not consider that break. Because there is kind of a medicinal use that's being used by people that are trying to break an addiction or just, you know, trying to get to know themselves or whatever the hell people do. But it's like not a party drug. And I feel like booze and the heroin, that's like a different level than mushrooms.
Okay. So the definitions, we have time for one more definition that we got to run. What do you got over there now?
Okay. Tom, and this is, one that I heard a friend of mine use, and I've only heard it used the other way, which is BBW, which is usually stands for
big black woman.
Or big beautiful woman. We see what websites Josh goes to.
I might be a fan of Victoria Cakes. Hey,
listen, look, bro. This is not a topic that we need to go down because you and I would get lost together.
yeah. We'll
get you on the air.
We can talk about Jada Fire all day long.
Just you saying that, it just lets me know that there have been people in my life longer than some of the people in my phone. I go way back.
That rules.
Oh my God. Anyway,
is BBW? Is this a porno classification?
Well, it can't. Yeah, big beautiful woman or big black woman. I've seen it both. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. But it's weird. It's not technically a porno classification, but I've only really heard of it used in kind of a sexual sense, even though you would think it would just be a section in Walmart, like, oh, BBW's yes. over here.
BBW is a great, you're exactly right, big beautiful woman, that could be the name of a store, BBW.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's something we will talk about later, but like that's been my one issue with the whole body positivity is they've just never given the flowers to the men that have been loving bigger chicks. And it's like, let me tell you, you guys have to accept. And we're like, hey, some of us like, yo, yeah.
Yeah, what are you yelling at me for?
What are you? And it's just like, it's because we're not good for the argument. It's better to have an enemy than to have people that look like the enemy that are allies. And it's just like, guys don't want a woman with the, I'm like, let's take a walk around where I live. You got fans out here.
When they had that woman Ashley Graham on the Sports Illustrated swim show, and everyone was going, "Oh, this is so crazy! This woman is." And I'm like, "Oh, you mean the objectively gorgeous woman with huge boobs?"
Yeah, that where I was like, "Oh, you mean they put the hottest woman they could on there?"
Yeah, it's just like, what's the big deal? I remember one of my buddies said, and it kind of made sense. He was like, he took his daughter to see the last reboot of Annie, and Annie was played by this little cute little black girl. And he said his daughter didn't understand it because, like, he was like, why doesn't people want to play with her? Like, she's gorgeous and talented and funny. And it's like one of those things where, like, there's a thing where I know they're trying to say that there's a lot of people that don't like this thing. And, like, in that case, she's supposed to be the redheaded stepchild. But when a lot of people are looking and going, no, you're gorgeous, I like you, it's just weird that people keep pushing that narrative. Rather, of course, some people are going to hate on you if they think you're too skinny. Who cares? Either way,
yeah.
For you, like, you're, love you're, yourself.
In my case,
you got fans out here. Either way, ladies,
you're a lot more likely to find me in a BMW than a BBW.
That is.
And Tom, really quickly, because it applies to automotive. The way I heard BBW is bare bones whip.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And it just means that your car has got no frills in it. Oh. And I had never. One of my friends just casually said, "You want to get in that BBW over there?" And I was like, what? And yes, I do.
Oh, that's
you should see the trunk. Now wait a minute. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Al.
Well, I'm gonna drive a car and I'm gonna watch some TV. And I don't give a darn if my Amish friends see me. I won't talk to the parson because I know what he'll say.
Take off those shiny buttons, get on your knees and pray.
I'm doing all the things I ain't supposed to do because there ain't no cure for the Mennonite blue. My mom and papa told me to chop some wood for grandma. It would have taken me all day if I hadn't used a chainsaw. Well, the congregation caught me and I heard them yell.
He's using power tools, he will surely burn in hell.
Black coat, black hat, black shoes. There ain't no cure for the Mennonite blues.
Well, there's a Mennonite village just a couple counties over.
And if I leave this summer, I can make it by October. Well, I talked to a Mennonite guy who said,
hell, I got three TVs. God didn't strike me dead.
Now I'm watching up with others. I'm filled out of you, cause there ain't no cure for the Mennonite. Hey, Mennonite fella.
Yeah, man.
Can we watch the Brady Bunch?
Give me that remote.
No.
Give it to me.
No.
Hey, isn't it a parson over there?
Oh, here, take this.
Hey, that's not your parson.
Sucker.
People burn in hell.
Unbelievable thing.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.